face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is...
That's so dumb!
Felger.
Oh, you idiot!
And Nass.
Holy crap!
Felger and Nass.
I hate that.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kyrie gets the first free throw, but this one is fading quickly.
Yeah, I think the flag has been sent up now. Robicelli's coming in this game.
Tice as well. Almost thinking it's a little bit early, but whatever. Kyrie gets the free throws, 83-66. 8:55 to go.
We needed energy. We weren't going anywhere with what we were doing. So it was better just to mix it up, see if those guys could bring us some live legs, and let's go. We had a moment there where we cut it to 13 or whatever, and I think they won that eight-minute stretch pretty, at least by five or seven. We needed other guys out there, or at least that's what I felt. Maybe I'm wrong.
Meanwhile, I don't know what the patience level is among Celtics fans. I do know it's high. You guys are the least demanding fan base in town by far. So you're okay with the way the team has played. The coach isn't, because the coach benched 4/5 of the starting lineup at the end of that ball game on Saturday night. What a message. He keeps in Kyrie and brings in Wanamaker, Ubaldi, Ojeleye, and Tice, as if to say, there's one guy here who gets it. The rest of you?
I mean, Ojeleye and Tice you bring in because they bring the toughness he's talking about. Brad Wanamaker and Gershon Yabusele, he might as well have turned around to the bench and gave those guys the middle finger. Brad Wanamaker, what are we doing here? That was an FU to all those guys that he's sick of dealing with.
No question.
He did. He pulled down his pants. He mooned him. Then turned around and gave him the meat spin. Woo! Like, seriously, that was a total... But you know what? I don't blame him. If I were Stevens, I'd be agitated, too. He's been talking till he's blue in the face about getting him to play harder and play right. He has said it over and over again. Guys like Brown dismissed it in the preseason. Preseason. That's what he says. And so Stevens sitting here saying, okay, now fine, so you come out here like this against Utah, you have your heads wedged between your hips, and here you go. This is what you get. What are they now, 9-8?
9-7.
Okay, what's the diff? Like, he has every right to be pissed off. And so you know what? If he's going to align himself with the star player, good move. Good move.
Okay, it is, except I was also wondering, you know, he's back-to-back nights, he was, you know, off the chain the night before. I don't know how many minutes he played the night before when he scores 43 points, but coming off the knee, back-to-back nights, I'm like, I know you're proving a point here, but you got to play Kyrie in these minutes right here? Like, I don't know. But either way, look, Stevens isn't... He's trying to send messages. He's trying to push some buttons. And can you blame him? This team thinks it's won something. As Gary Washburn writes, there's something wrong with the Celtics, and Stevens has to try to figure it out. He kept alluding to toughness. He's calling out their toughness. Jimmy, you have that cut real quick?
We have to build a tougher team mindset than we have. I mean, we don't have that mindset yet that we need.
Okay, so they've lost their toughest. They were the toughest, hardest-working team in the East for the last 3 years. And now it's like it's gone overnight. Why? What happened?
I think they bought into their own bull crap.
Bought into their crap.
Yeah, yep. That's what I think.
They did what the fans do. We do, which is they went to Game 7 of the East Finals without Kyrie Irving and without Gordon Hayward, and now they're back. And LeBron's gone? We're going to walk backwards into the NBA Finals. So that's what fans and media says. Did you ever think the players would buy it, that hook, line, and sinker, and do the same thing?
Not to this extent.
I mean, I'm not shocked that the young ones did, because they don't know any better. It's a good classic young player mistake. You think you're better than you are. Just, you know, based on the fact that you got an easy road into the finals for the most part last year, into the conference finals.
Yeah, but a guy like Jason Tatum, who spent all this time this summer working out with a guy like Kobe Bryant, you would think some of that would rub off, too, like a championship mentality and not, And I was telling you guys too, like one of the things that bugged me with him, like this, he's definitely bought some of his hype. I finally got around to reading the cover of ESPN magazine had him on it for the preview. It said baller, you know, regionally. It had Jason Tatum on the cover. And it's a great piece by Jackie McMullen. But he talks about it. Oh, it gave me such douche chills. He talked about how he's continually watched his dunk on LeBron in Game 7, which they lost at the Eastern Conference Finals like 20 or 30 times. Like, okay, you grew up, you know,
gross.
Idolizing LeBron, but like, stop, dude. Like, you lost that game.
You lost.
And the big photo with him inside, it's him with a white Lamborghini. Like, it was, ugh. What are we doing here?
You lost. And they...
He's got 1 year in the league.
Jaylen Brown had that comment, that early interview he did, where he was talking like, you know, it's our conference, and you know, we proved it last year, and it's like, dude, you lost. And I sort of made a big deal of it at the time, but like they're all carrying themselves like that.
Yeah, it went to their heads. Last year went to their heads. And look, our caller Luke in Vermont said earlier, well, you know, last year he said regular season wins don't matter. It's not totally about the wins and losses. I mean, it is as pertains to home court. But beyond that, it's about how they're playing. Like, that's what you focus on, the quality of play. And they're playing, to me, disjointed, fragmented, selfish basketball on both ends. That's what I see. You tell me. What do you see?
I see, well, I mean, what you said, disjointed and fragmented?
Yeah. It's a lot of one-on-one. A guy gets a ball, dribble, shoot, and then if he gets doubled, he passes.
Okay, they're not nearly as good defensively. That I see. For sure they're not as good defensively. And Murray mentions all the time the open shots that they miss. I don't know how to treat that. Like, some would say that's a good sign that they have all those open shots and they'll just come. Or is it the fact that they're not making them tell you that they're...
It's been like that since the beginning of the season.
They're pressing?
Yeah, just
or
too tight.
Or something. I can't put my finger on it, Maz. But the offense isn't the same. I think that's fair. Like, and guy, you know, I feel like Hayward doesn't know whether to pass or shoot. Jaylen Brown knows whether to pass or shoot, unfortunately, every time it's shoot. So, yes, fair enough. Whatever. 9-7? And they don't look right? There's only one explanation. And that's a team that thinks that they're better than they are.
Yeah, to me, they bought their own bull crap. They think it's a cakewalk, and it doesn't work that way, especially when you're them. Because the gap between, you know, as promising as that team is and as talented as it is, I still think their only truly elite player is Kyrie. And I mean, Tatum's good, but it's his second year in the league.
I think you still should have lost on Friday. Toronto has the ball up four under a minute left. That's a win. I don't know what the ESPN win probabilities would be, but that's got to be a win right there. And they gag it away. And so you took it. Like, I don't mean to take anything away from you, but if, you know, Toronto just plays smartly down the stretch, they have that ball game. And now you're talking about 8-8, not 9-7. And what are we saying today? You got swept this weekend. But you won, and you deserve it. I'm not, you know, that was a brilliant night by Kyrie. But on the same token, there's only one guy that went off. It was Kyrie that went off. It's like the whole team, you know, put it up on Toronto, and you were still about to lose.
See, I thought overall, though, that their group effort on Friday was better. Tatum played a good game.
Yeah, he was aggressive.
And he scored 21, but he only took 13 shots, right? So he was efficient. Hayward, I thought, was a much bigger part of the offense in that game, points and assists aside. You know, he was in the flow of the game. He played 39 minutes. Like, overall, I looked at it and said, okay, that was more like what I expected. And Toronto's good, so there was a close, tight, competitive game, like you expect a competitive game with the Raptors. If you blow them out, it means Toronto didn't show up. So overall, the quality of play was better on Friday night. And then you come out on Saturday night and lay a stink bomb like that in the middle of the garden against Utah. A stink bomb at home. And that's what that thing was. That was rotten egg stink bomb dog crap right there. That was awful. It was completely awful to follow that game up from Friday with that one on Saturday. I mean, Stevens has a right to be pissed. They should have been able to turn that into some sort of springboard, and they didn't.
We continue with your thoughts on this. The football, the Bruins, right after this on a re-entry Monday.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Eddie Palladino is the man. He's still working.
Yeah, he is.
Gershon 4-3, getting the Celtics within 19.
I went over and spoke to your guy, Michael Felger. Know what he said? Nice effort, Cease.
This had Felger written all over it. Mitchell misses a three. Tice boxes out. Gobert gets the rebound and gets fouled.
That may be one of the first times I've seen Gobert being boxed out all night.
Oh, Felger, loving every minute of this, man. This is going to be
his
Monday. Here it is. Ooh. Here it is on Monday, right? You'll be sitting. Maz's going to be in the other chair. Michael Felger is going to sit back and go. So I go to this game Saturday night. Yeah. All I'm hearing about how they turn the corner. Everything's great. All the green teamers running around, saying everything's back in order, everything's good. What do they get? They lay an egg.
Smoke.
Embarrassed. Smoke at home. Exactly the word. Mass, exactly the word I use. Smoke. Smoke by the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz?
Who got beat by 50 in Dallas.
They got beat by 50 in Dallas, right? Three nights before. I mean, I don't even want to talk to the Green Teamers today. I don't even want to talk to them.
That's right. You call them up. Tell me about something else.
Jay Stu, where are they playing? Charlotte? Oh, that's great. Kemba Walker probably scored about 8.
Not bad by those two.
No, see, Grandy knows.
I mean, they're no Rochi. No, who is? In terms of the Felger Maz impersonation.
You know they'll second guess you all the way to a World Series championship, right?
No Rochi, but not bad.
I don't know what you should do, Mike.
What do you expect? That was a pig bleep on Saturday.
How are they going to beat Seattle, Mike?
To Utah, Grandy. Utah, the Utah.
How are they going
to
beat them, Mike?
Freaking Jazz, the Jazz.
There's no reason why they should have signed Martinez. They didn't need him, Mike.
Twice in a week, Maz, to that team.
Oh, so I can understand losing in Utah. Like, I half get.
I don't know who you should throw, Mike.
But then you get them at home. Right? After beating Toronto and the loss in Utah, still fresh in your memory. Not like that is, like you said, all that far in the past. And you come out and play like that? Like you don't even try? Oh, Utah.
Then what?
Just for you, Grandy, Utah.
All right, we continue with your thoughts and on everything else. We've got Newman in Maine. Yes, Newman. Newman!
They shouldn't have signed him, Mike!
His comment line says Celtics/Draymond Green. I think he's... Thank you. I think he was talking about the Celtics trading for Draymond Green. Do you want that hot mess in here?
I'd consider it. Believe it or not,
see,
I would.
I think you have your Draymond Green.
Marcus Smart.
You have Marcus Smart. Use him. Yeah. Use him.
Yeah.
Put him in the starting lineup.
Yeah, but at least Draymond can hit shots, and he's far, far more offensive talent than Marcus Smart will ever be.
And he'll play hard.
But so will Marcus Smart. I
mean, Celtics, they're not a one seed, Mike. They're lucky to make the playoffs the way things are going, the way they play down the stretch, Mike.
Although I do think Draymond Green has gotten out of shape, so maybe he's lost a little of that edge. So at the end of the day, probably not.
I don't think they need to add. They need to subtract. Okay? They don't need another guy that needs minutes and wants shots and wants a spotlight. They need fewer.
The whole team sucks.
Thank you, Danny. They need fewer of those guys, not more. Chris and Rainham on the Patriots. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Jimmy, I want you to push your little record button so I can play this in 6 weeks. The Patriots are going to be the number one seed. The Chiefs are going to lose tonight, and they're going to lose to the Chargers. They're going to beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh like they do every year. And this whole hypothetical scenario of them hosting the Ravens is going to look foolish because it's not going to happen. In what world do you guys think that Pittsburgh's going to beat New England in 3 or 4 weeks from now after seeing how they look? If you guys are Pittsburgh hosts, what would you be saying about that Pittsburgh performance yesterday? Would you be saying they're Super Bowl contenders like Jim did say on Twitter?
Chris, in what world would you say that the Detroit Lions are going to beat the Patriots? I'm sorry, are you still there?
What does that have to do with the in Pittsburgh?
You can't predict games.
They beat them every year. They beat them every single year in Pittsburgh for almost 20 years.
On what planet would you say that Blake Bortles would beat them handily? On what planet would you say that?
I agree. They played bad in those games, but what about the evidence of the last 20 years almost of Pittsburgh playing the Patriots?
Yeah,
you said it every year. They can't beat them. You said it last year. They cannot beat them. What is different about this year?
Yeah, I don't know what you're so mad about. It's a good matchup for the Patriots. I give them a chance in Pittsburgh. I'm just trying to tell you that their losses are sort of hard to predict. You're acting like it's a no-brainer. It's an automatic, where nothing's automatic for this team on the road this year.
Okay, and you say it's a good matchup for the Patriots of the past.
It has been historically, yep.
Yeah. Would you put this team in the same category as Patriots teams from past years?
Not talent-wise, but I think the schemes match up well for the Patriots. They always have.
If they run them right.
Right now, does Rob Gronkowski look like he would be how Rob Gronkowski has typically looked against Pittsburgh, like he did last year, last December?
Don't know yet. I don't hate the Patriots in Pittsburgh. I think they've got a really good shot in that ballgame.
They typically match up very well.
But I'm not at the stage yet, and Chris is a bad gauge because, you know. But I'm just not at a stage where I can say any win's automatic. I don't think the Jets game is automatic. Jets, Miami, Pittsburgh, those three road games, I'm not going to say any of those are automatic.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that the Patriots in the past go on the road every year and go 6-2. Right now they're 2-3. So I have a hard time comparing this team to Patriots teams of the past. They should have lost to Pittsburgh last year.
But I do think that the number one seed is there. I think it's possible. I think it's possible. It starts with what's so funny?
Nothing.
Why, you were laughing at yourself for saying they should have lost last year?
No, I just sneaked one in there.
No.
Blah, 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 blah. This guy sucks. We know Bucktill sucks. Porcello sucks. Blah, 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 blah. Give us a call.
Okay, Danny. Talk to Grandy and Max. So have them work on their Felger and Maz.
That's pretty much how the show works.
Because he's got it nailed. Danny's, I told you. No one's done it like Roach. So
how are we going to beat Seattle, Mike?
Call Grandy. They need a little bit of work on their Felger and Maz.
Garoppolo sucks.
I lose my train of thought. I've lost my train of
thought. The Jets, they're losing to the Jets. You're predicting they're losing to the Jets?
The Jets, Miami, or Pittsburgh. I mean, I feel the way they played on the road this year, there's a loss in there.
Sure.
And you know, unless they come out of this bye and they're a different team, then sure. If they're a different team, then they can run the table. They've shown that in the past.
I still think there might be two losses out there for them, but go ahead.
Here's Jaguar in the car on the Red Sox on a reentry Monday. Yes, Jaguar.
Hey, I just want to get you guys' thought on something as far as the possibly going forward, changing the makeup of how they're going to use the closers from now on. Will they just start using starting pitchers for closers instead? Or is we starting to see the closers start being fade away?
You can't do it in the regular season, Jaguar.
Too hard to do in the regular season. You'll break guys down.
But I do think it's a position, the closer position, you can save some money on. I don't think you need the highest paid guy at the position at that position.
I'd go with Brazier. I would. I mean, that's assuming there isn't a trade out there or something that we don't know about. I still like that kid in Cincinnati, Iglesias. I would take a chance there if he were on the market. So I don't know all the players who are on the market, and oftentimes we don't because there's always a surprise trade in there somewhere. But if they go with guys internally, I'd go with Brazier.
We've got Brian in Pittsburgh on the Bees over the weekend. Yes, Brian.
Hey, Tony. So regarding the off-ice issues we had with Tuukka over the last week or so, I believe he's got a really cute wife, and I think that Tyler Seguin was in.
So can we just I don't need to go there, Brian. Did you have anything else?
I bad joke. Hey, so with Jack, I mean Jack's going to settle down. We're going to have another Boston sportscaster falling off his chair. I know they went 4-for-4 in the penalty kill, but the book on the Coyotes was that they lead the league in shorthanded tallies. So tell me, Jay Pandolfo, why do you in the second period give up a 2-1-0 breakaway that Halleck saved you on?
So, yes, that he did. The goalie was huge in that game. I'm not taking away any points from them with the way their lineup looks without Chara and Bergeron.
No, in a lot of ways, I felt that was sort of an old-school Bruins win.
They're without Chara and Bergeron and five of their top 6D.
And when I say old-school, you know, they used to grind out wins routinely just by playing hard every night. And so, to me, that's what that game was. Like, that's how it felt to me. And good timing, too, because they needed it.
Jack's game-ending call in Arizona was good. It was excellent. I thought the stuff on Marchand was, frankly, embarrassing. And we'll get back to that in a minute. Here's Matt and Sharon. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that Bruins win, absolutely 2011 Lucic-esque. The way that they came in and they fought, I don't care that it was against the Coyotes. You can't take that away from them with the guys that they had out. Other thing I wanted to say, Sunday afternoon, I'm sitting there watching football with my dad, who's so pessimistic, he makes you two look optimistic. Tells me the entire Steelers game, he goes, Matt, that team's always find ways to lose. I am guaranteeing a Steelers win. Let me tell you, first half, third quarter, I said, Dad, you're crazy. Then he said it with 3 minutes to go. They're down by 10. He goes, Matt, I'm telling you, Pittsburgh's about to win this game. And then Doug, let's go home. Marone decides to run it on 3rd and 5. All they needed was one first down to win the game. He's going to run it with Fournette. And I'm like, you know what, Dez? You're right again.
They ran it. I think you got to drop that, Jimmy. I think he slipped one in there.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So they ran it the entire fourth quarter. They ran it the entire fourth quarter, Jacksonville. The last four drives, their last four possessions, 3 and out. And every single one began with Fournette up the middle. And 3 of the 4 began with the first 2 runs being Fournette up the middle. And the 4th of the 4 was 3 straight Fournette runs. You cannot win in the NFL playing that way. You can't win that way.
I mean, that last one really was unbelievable. Pittsburgh knew what was coming, all 3 plays. And there was no variation to it whatsoever. And when the announcers start getting on you in that league, that's usually a sign that you've effed up Roy. Because let's be honest, the guys who do the games almost never blast the people calling the plays or the decision-making at the end of the games. They question it. Romo was blasting it pretty much.
Yeah, he's not that far removed from it. And he saw it, and that's like offensive to him. It was offensive to me that they ran that. Oh, my God.
3rd and 5, and they ran it up the middle.
They're that terrified of Blake Bortles. Unbelievable.
I mean, really, like how pathetic can you get?
And that's not as, I mean, of course it's a statement on Bortles, but I'll just say it again. It's the NFL, man.
And on Marone. Like, you fire him and everybody there today.
I mean, it's a statement on Marone is what I meant. You cannot win in the NFL. You cannot win in the NFL running on 3rd and 5 to run out the clock. You just can't do it. I don't care if a quarterback sucks. He's got to throw the ball. Otherwise, you have zero chance. And that it's amazing to me the Jaguars didn't learn that, because they should have gone to the Super Bowl last year. But they did the exact same thing against you in that AFC title game and lost that game, and they learned nothing. They learned nothing. When they played you in the regular season, week 2, they were throwing the ball all over the place, remember?
Yep.
They weren't concerned. Maybe because Fournette was out in that game, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
He was, yeah.
He's been out most of this season.
And I told you at the time, Fournette being out helps the Jaguars because they're not tempted to turn around and hand it to that load. Well, he was in the game yesterday, and you saw what happened. So that's on Marone. We'll get back to the Brad Marchand situation coming up next, and embarrassments on multiple levels. We'll get to that right after Murray's update.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Maz.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot, and the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement, 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Filger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Here's Marshawn in front of the goal. That is a slash. That couldn't have crushed a grape. Trevor Hansen was the official who saw a slash there. That is just ridiculous. I mean, you know, I get it. There's an open agenda. Punish Marshawn for past sins. I get it. But that is ridiculous. This is slashing, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, Ben, you'll probably never walk again. What in the name of Billy Smith is going on here? Is it two-hand touch?
All right, this happened Friday night in Dallas. If you haven't seen it yet, just go online and look at it. Dallas, the defenseman has the puck behind the net, setting up the breakout. See it a million times every night in hockey, where there's the lead forechecker at the top of the crease standing right in front of the goalie as the defenseman has it behind the net, ready to break out. And Brad Marchand, as he's standing in front of the net, decides to poke Ben Bishop, the goalie, in the back of the leg. Bishop buckles his knee, probably intentionally, draws a two-minute slash. And Jack Edwards is outraged. Outraged! Jack says, I get it. They're punishing Marchand for past deeds. No, you don't get it, Jack. You obviously don't. Otherwise, you wouldn't be so outraged. This is the way it works for that player and that type of player in the league. We've all seen it. Matt Cook, Rafi Torres, Tom Wilson, Brad Marchand, Claude Lemieux, name it, go down the line. Ken Linsman, the rats in the league. And some are more violent than others. I'm not saying that what Marchand has done equates to all the stuff that Matt Cook did, although Marchand has done some of that too. Gratuitous headshots. They have knocked players out for weeks and months at a time. He's done those things. Not as bad as Cook or Tom Wilson. I'm just saying, when you're a notorious player, you get extra attention. Do you get it? Because if you're going to stand in front of the goalie with 17,000 people looking at that area of the ice and the ref looking right at you, and you're going to, you know, poke the goalie in the back of the leg for no reason, what do you think you're going to get? What do you think you're going to get? Marchand deserves the extra attention. He should get the extra attention. You know how many players he's tried to hurt in his career? I'd give him the extra attention too. Furthermore, he's a flopper. Over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, he's probably led the Bruins in embellishment penalties. He's their embellisher. So we're going to get on Ben Bishop for selling the call when Brad Marchand sells calls left, right, and center? Oh, I just can't take the over the, you know, like, I get homerism, but then there's just being completely oblivious to the facts.
Well, and then to make it worse, this is now twice in the last couple of weeks where he's gotten a 10-minute misconduct on top of it for mocking the officials.
So then what happens is Brad Marchand, who's given up apparently in trying to you know, get the right calls from these refs, goes to the penalty box. They hand you a towel in there to towel off. So he takes the white towel, puts it at the end of his stick, and waves it like he gives up. Surrender. And the refs gave him an extra 10. So on a night when you're fighting for a point without Zdeno Chara, Patrice Bergeron, and five of your top six defensemen, this guy goes to the box for 12 minutes for something that was totally, completely useless. Useless. Poking the goalie in the back of the leg. For what? To what end? Like, that's going to crawl in Ben Bishop's head after a decade in the league, or however long Ben Bishop's been in the league? Like, you think you can get under his skin with that? Like the goalie's never seen that or felt that before in his life? It's idiotic. And now your remaining best player, second best player, is on the bench for 12 minutes. He spent 18 minutes the entire game in the box. For what?
It's a whole period, basically.
For what? And the Nesson crew's carrying on like there's some grave injustice against Brad Marchand? That's laughable. Oh, God. Oh, that's just brutal. So bad. Tommy Heinsohn sitting there somewhere going, boy, that guy's a homer. Because that is over the top. Brad Marchand gets everything he deserves. Have you ever heard of what goes around comes around? And with that player, Bruins fans, what goes around comes around. And so that's the way it's portrayed in Boston. Everywhere else on planet Earth, they look at Marchand and they say, what the hell's going on with you? Here's Brian Burke on Sportsnet up in Canada.
Well, the GM or Cam Neely has to sit down and say it's got to stop. So let's start with the player. This is a quality player. This is a valuable player. He kills penalties. He scores goals. He fights. This guy is one of the most complete players in the NHL. I love him. I can't stand the clown show. The licks, the kisses, the slew foots, the antics with the fans, the white towel. Why does such a quality hockey player have to engage in a clown show like this when he plays on a line with maybe the... He plays with a couple, his line mate, his center, Patrice Bergeron, one of the classiest guys in the league. He plays with Zdeno Chara. He's got role models. Ray Bourque was there. He doesn't need to do this. That's what cracks me up. It hurts the league's image. It hurts the Boston Bruins' image. And it ruins his image, which is a shame. He's a quality player. Knock it off, Brad. Enough. Stop being a clown.
Clown show.
He's right. I mean, there's no better way to say it. Stop being a clown. And the 10-minute misconducts, especially now with Bergeron out, you need this guy on the ice every minute you can get, let alone that any time he goes into the box, period, it also deprives you of one of your better penalty killers. So not only you're shorthanded, but you're losing a guy off your penalty-killing team. Like, it's asinine. I told you, we looked it up earlier. He's got 66 penalty minutes.
Leads the league.
No other Bruin has more than 19.
He leads the NHL in penalty minutes.
And these 10-minute misconducts, effectively what they are is in-game suspensions.
Yes.
That's what they are.
Yes.
So, like, add it to the list of all the things that he does. They're now suspending him in-game. For crying out loud. Like, at some point, and I understand, like, I'm sure that, you know, Brian Burke said that someone's got to talk to him. They just had a meeting with him at the end of last season. But there's got to be somebody who can get through to this guy.
I don't think there is. I don't think he'd help himself.
He's a born rat. Yeah, he can't help himself. This is just the way he is.
Like I said before, it's like a Tourette-ic sort of, I don't even know if
tick.
That's a word. It's a tick. He can't help himself. He can't stop. Can you medicate it? Like, I'm not even being a wise guy. Like, I don't think he can. I honestly don't think he can control those impulses.
And then, we didn't even.
So, which is one thing. He can control the waving of the white towel. Like, in the heat of the moment, he's going to trip you. He's going to jab you. He's going to lick you. Grayson Allen, he's going to stick out his leg and trip you. He can't help himself. That, I'm done with that. Like, he's going to do that. But then compound it with the 10 minutes on top of it because you can't take your medicine. And then, all of you, the way you react, like, oh my God, they can't do that to Brad. Like, Jack's whole reaction, like, that's so unfair. Oh, it's laughable. I mean, that's laughable. Can we all cut that crap and just call it for what it is? And that is going to be targeted. He's going to be treated differently. And that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be.
Well, he's earned that part of it. And then, but the misconduct's on top of it. Like, now you're killing the team. Now you're taking yourself off the ice for how many of those 10 minutes are you playing, really? Right? You're playing a good four of them anyway. In theory, or somewhere around there, like that is, you know, that's just killing the team on top of it, especially with the people off the ice. Like it reaches a point where it becomes selfish, beyond selfish.
So you felt with the licking thing last year, which was really, I mean, just embarrassing, frankly. And he admitted it, right? You know, that he was going to change his ways. You thought that was his rock bottom. But not even that has gotten... So this is why I think he can't control it.
A habitual line stepper.
But I just think he cannot... He literally cannot control those impulses. So I'm done. You know, he's going to poke the... But you understand, he's going to get 2 minutes every time he does it because they're watching him. They're looking out for him. And they should. I want them paying extra attention to him. I want them paying extra attention to Tom Wilson. I want them paying extra attention to all those guys because those players hurt other players. So they should be looked at more. You want them looked after more. But no, I guess not if he's a Bruin. Then it's like, oh my God, the outrage. Thoughts and prayers out to Brad Marchand and his family for the fact that Ben Bishop sold a call on him. We just started GoFundMe for Marchand. Some sort of drive, because boy, poor guy, unfairly targeted. Someone else had the gall to sell a penalty on him when he plays straight up and would never do that to anybody else? Give me a break. Would you please with this? Okay, final calls here. And oh, by the way, the Felger and Maz off-air show does come your way tonight. Felger and Maz off-air show, Facebook Live at 6:05. Murray's out, Maz. Are you going to stick around?
I'll hang around.
You don't have to.
No, I'll hang around.
Thank you.
But I'm not doing the one on Wednesday.
No, none of us are.
Good.
We're Audi on Wednesday.
Good.
So this is the only one this week. Only one this week. Off-air show, 6:05 on Facebook Live. Join us for that. And tomorrow, by the way, we'll spend much more time on that Tommy Curran story in which he's got the Patriots Dynasty 2.0 version ending in six games, which is a meaty piece of stuff right there. He just sprung it on us too late. I'm going to get to that tomorrow. But Ashton and Wareham on the Pats in the meantime. Go ahead, Ashton.
Hi. Yeah, I was just the Patriots. I feel like they have one of like the easiest schedules ahead of them for before the playoffs. And the whole Dynasty thing, it depends on how they do the playoffs this year. If they want to go, they can, but it's literally all up to them.
See, I don't think that them winning or losing, I know Zoe has said if they win at all, he could see Brady walking away. I don't think it's going to depend on that. I think it's going to depend on his relationship with the coach and his relationship with the organization and his working conditions. Maybe that includes his contract. Maybe it doesn't. Includes his trainer for sure. But I think that's what it's dependent on. If all those things are in place and they come up a game short of the Super Bowl, you think he would retire just because they came a game up to the, or won the Super Bowl? I don't think that should determine it. It should be those other things.
In theory, it should be, yeah.
His working conditions. That's what it's going to determine, I think.
Yeah, I mean, well.
And by the way, he can't quit. There's no quitting, Tom. Not after they traded Garoppolo. You're not allowed.
So what if they take the team apart?
He's going to have to suck it up and play with the draft picks and play with the new guys and play with the kids and whatever it takes. Suck it up. You can still walk backwards to the division next year. No one's going to be ready to challenge you next year.
Yeah, he looked real interested in playing in Tennessee last week.
I'm not saying.
Yeah, has he been acting like a guy that would be willing to do that?
Nope. But someone needs an attitude adjustment, and that's Tommy boy. Go ahead, Wayne and Grafton. What do you got for us on the Bs? Wayno. Okay, Wayne, call us tomorrow, babe. Sorry, I kept you online a little bit too long. Josh and Franklin. Go ahead, Josh.
Okay. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Go thanks for having me.
Okay.
So I think, I don't know if you guys agree, we need some sort of backup quarterback for the future. I mean, if it's not, Brian Hoyer is not going to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, right? We can agree on that.
Yes, we can.
This guy, Gardner Minshew from Washington, system quarterback, has the chip on his shoulder, was a backup at a big school. You know, he's having a hell of a year this year.
What's his name?
I think he'd fit right in with the
Patriots.
What's
his name?
System. Gardner Minshew.
Okay, how come I feel like I'm being pranked?
22-year-old, 6'2" quarterback.
Okay, that isn't okay.
I thought that was a Sarge call.
That was
setup.
That was like an Urban Dictionary.
Washington
swear word.
State Cougars.
That is Washington State, not Washington. Yeah,
you know, a dirty word that I'd never heard of,
or an act.
You know what I mean? Exactly. That you look up on Urban Dictionary, like, oh,
yeah. Gardner Minshew. Yeah, I'm Minshew too.
I'll take whoever. They do need the next guy. We'll pick that up tomorrow. There's a big picture concerns on the table there after the
they
time.
They don't need another quarterback. No.
Final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Bass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
I
Yeah, no. I just don't know what to say anymore.
Wrong. Sorry. Sorry. Wrong. Sorry. Sorry.
It's Felger and Maz.
They could use a good ass kicking.
98.5 The Sports Hub. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free service.
Nobody
beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Reminder, off-air show, Felger and Maz, Facebook Live, 6:05. Call in with your questions or type them out, you know, whatever. We see your comments. Ask questions off the grid, on the grid, whatever you want. Hear Maz swear, all of that, 6:05, Facebook Live.
Are we on Twitch again?
Oh, yeah. All probably right, the Twitcher yeah. thing, too, are we?
Yes, I believe Twitch and Facebook, yeah.
Okay, we have a page on Twitch, so... Suck on that, everybody.
We'll be twitching.
Twitch it up.
Yeah, twitch it up.
Just one piece of sound of the final word today. A lot of bitching about the Celtics and that ugly loss at home on Saturday night to the Utah Jazz.
Yeah. They shot 5-for-33 from three-point distance, and a lot of them were wide open. They were wide open, and they missed them all. And they never went to the paint to address it, and they didn't dig in on defense. They half-assed that game on Saturday night.
Oh,
they completely half-assed it.
Get no argument from me. I didn't think I was going to spend my Saturday night watching Brad Wanamaker.
That one pissed me off.
They have Tatum. They have Brown. They have Kyrie.
Yeah, and he sat all their asses down because he had had enough of their lackadaisical play and them not giving a rat's ass. That they quit on Saturday night. That was infuriating. Oh, no, everything's got to be fine.
No, but Murray's got the right word, infuriating. It was. That was infuriating, that Saturday night game. You go out and have a game like you did on Friday night, and despite how it ended, I say despite because, again, I think they caught a break late in the game. But they played well. They played better, particularly on the offensive end. And Kawhi Leonard's a monster. He's an absolute monster. So, like, I think there's no shame in getting beat one-on-one by Kawhi Leonard. But overall, the energy level was better. The execution was better. Win or lose, all of that was good on Friday night. And then they completely undercut the thing on Saturday. It's like it never happened. How do you play that way on Friday night against the best team in the conference and then come out on Saturday night like that against Utah? And I know the Jazz are decent. But please, realistically, talent-wise, than what you were before you got Kyrie.
Way to jazz it up with that NBA theme.
No,
there,
I guess
Jimmy,
it really adds jazz. To it. No question.
You're listening to Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.